Our reality check today takes a closer look at the pushback on wind and solar projects across the state. Honolulu Civil Beats business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, we're in the throes of this pushback over there in the Kahuku side on Oahu.
Yeah, so that's right. We have a pushback against a project, AES Corporation, a big energy company, is trying to put more windmills in Kahuku. The neighbors, residents there are pushing back. It's the sort of protest that we've seen in some other projects recently. We decided to take a look at what it means for the broader push on Oahu, where we're about to have a whole bunch of renewable energy projects that are going to be unveiled.
Right. Hawaiian Electric just put out that RFP, so we're waiting to see what comes through the pipeline.
That's right. So they're, and again, this is huge. They say it's the biggest RFP in the company's history. They're looking to replace the AES coal burning power plant at Campbell Industrial Park. And the power plant produces about a fifth of the electricity for Oahu. So it's an enormous source of electricity for us. And so you can imagine you're taking this one entity that burns coal and produces all this energy and splitting it up into a bunch of renewable projects that are going to be spread out all over the island, the thought is, or at least in a lot more places than this one power plant at Campbell. So the question is, are people going to accept that?
Right, and there are a number of green energy projects. They've got the Palihua Ridge, just a number of places across the state.
That's right. There are a number of projects. There are a few that are also being challenged and being protested. There's the Hohunua. It's a project on the Big Island burning eucalyptus, to generate electricity. It's a sort of biomass project. But again, we really wanted to look at Oahu, where we have this big RFP, and HECO's saying that we're looking at something like, 29 times the size of Aloha Stadium in terms of the footprint of all of these projects. So the question, again, is, in this time when we're seeing really active citizen engagement and civil disobedience to stop projects, is this going to be doable in the 2 years that it really needs to be done before the coal plant is supposed to go offline?
Right. So I can see where they're probably saying, well, gosh, can we see the forest, for the trees? Are we just getting stuck in the weeds when the bigger picture is, we need to think big and go green?
That is a question, and it's a fair one. And I don't think from talking, we talked to a number of environmental lawyers and others who advocate for green energy. I don't think anybody's really saying we're going to lose sight of the big picture. But there are certain laws that need to be followed, regulations. There's the idea of due process for citizens being able to participate in certain procedures that are part of developing something. And that really can't be shortcut, because what we see is so often, people try to take a shortcut and it ends up being challenged in court. And often the developer was wrong.
And, because we've seen the Kapu Aloha movement there on the Big Island kind of spread, we saw what was happening with Waimanalo with that city project there, and now with this Kahuku windmill project. I mean, it's another layer of risk that these green companies have to consider.
It is a layer of risk. The one thing, though, is the PUC, Public Utilities Commission, that regulates these, they're optimistic that they have built into the RFPs procedures really to get community engagement, and hopefully they can be proactive. The developers of the projects can really be proactive and avoid any of these things. So the PUC is very optimistic. They say they have cause for optimism, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, I know Hawaiian Electric has said that, just generally there seems to be more acceptance with solar farms than wind turbines.
Well, yeah, that's one of the thoughts, that solar farms have a lot less visual impact. As we know, you drive across onto the North Shore, you see these windmills. It is pretty striking. So the hope is that solar farms will be a lot more acceptable to people. But again, we've seen some of those challenged. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
And, you know, I know that it's something that I think both sides are looking at closely because, you know, businesses want to, you know, they've got a timeline, they've got a bottom line, and, you know, this whole issue of protests, you know, versus rules, that's something we're going to have to watch closely.
That's right. And again, this is an important thing. We'll see how it unfolds. And I know the utility, HECO, is really interested in trying to get these projects online.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Head to civilbeat.org to read his story and more.